Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week's episode of Ours to Protect is all about Shannon Airport. The airport is located adjacent to the Shannon Estuary and lies halfway between Ennis and Limerick. Did you know that it has the longest runway in Ireland at 3,200 metres and is the only Irish airport that can accommodate the world's largest jet, the Antonov AN-225? In compliance with the Climate Action Plan, the Shannon Group has many initiatives in place to reduce carbon emissions throughout all its operations and to minimise its impact on the environment. I travelled to the airport to meet Head of Sustainability, Sinead Murphy, to ask about what her role entails and the many initiatives the airport has adopted.
So firstly, I'm the Head of Sustainability here at the Shannon Airport Group. And the group consists of Shannon Airport, but we also have a significant commercial property portfolio, predominantly here in Shannon, but throughout the Midwest region. So as Head of Sustainability, my role really involves delivering on our sustainability strategy. And really what the sustainability strategy is a number of actions and initiatives that we're going to take in order to ensure that our business is going to be sustainable. And by saying what our business is sustainable, what we mean is a business that delivers profit, but also delivers benefit for the environment and for society as a whole. So I suppose the key thing with a role in sustainability is that you work across the organisation. So while you may be assisting with coming up with kind of what initiatives need to be done, it's really working with the people across the organisation who are going to deliver those actions. So supporting, and it's also reporting out in those actions. So the sustainability role, or the role of any sustainability team, is really a facilitative role, but it's a real collaborative role. And it's really varied, it's really interesting, but it can be a really rewarding role as well.
And can you tell me about some of the projects that are happening in Shannon at the moment that are promoting sustainability, or some of the things you might have changed maybe to be a little bit more sustainable?
So, you know, we're very fortunate here in Shannon to be located where we are. We're right on the banks of the Shannon Estuary, and you know, it's an area that's really rich in biodiversity. Our lands actually lie within the special area of conservation here and within a special protected area, so we knew that we were going to have a lot of rich biodiversity on our site. So when we set about looking at what we can do about biodiversity, we really wanted to understand first what was that biodiversity, and then secondly what we could do to help protect that biodiversity and enhance it. So we got some specialists involved, we got an ecology practice who spent a couple of weeks surveying all our lands. So we've over 1,000 hectares that, you know, outside of the airfield itself, you know, across the campus. So that's a significant area of land. So we've been implementing the actions in that plan, and last year we put 15 acres of our land to a pollinator-friendly mowing regime. So we're members of the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan as well. And under that, we took the guidance from the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan and made sure that any of our planting is pollinator-friendly planting. We also looked at what measures we could have put in place in terms of bird boxes, bat boxes, solitary bee boxes. We have some mining pits for solitary bees. So we've these scattered across our business park in particular. We've over 30 bird boxes in place at the moment.
What other elements of sustainability would you look at, Shane, when you're in the Shannon Airport Group?
So one of the pillars in our sustainability strategy is greening our operations. And so what that really means is how efficient we can be in terms of our resource use. So in terms of the energy we use, the water we use, and the waste we generate. So they're all really key areas for us. We've developed a decarbonisation plan, and that decarbonisation plan will help us to get to our climate targets, which are a 51% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and net zero by 2050. While we have that plan in place, we have been working on energy efficiency for many years. An example of one of the projects there that we recently completed was a full upgrade to LED lighting across the airport terminal. And this followed a previous LED project for an upgrade of the runway and all the lighting in our business parks, in our car parks, and also on the airport apron. And this has resulted in 2/3 of a saving on our lighting bill, which is really significant. So other areas include looking at our fleet. We've currently transitioned almost 40% of our fleet to electric vehicles. And we've also built the infrastructure around EV charging to support ourselves in terms of our EV charging needs, but also the wider community. So we have public chargers throughout the airport campus and also down in the business park, and we've also got staff chargers as well. We're also looking, we're currently looking at how we generate our own energy here on site. So we'll be looking at PV power generation here as well, and that project will be coming forward in the next year or so as well.
And I wondered, Shane, what advice have you for mobilising every different set?
So for us here in Shannon, we have a dedicated sustainability team, but we also have a company-wide green team. So this is a number of individuals from across the business who are giving up their time to be involved in a company green team. And this team's focus really is on engagement and bringing projects forward that really raise awareness among staff. So some great projects that the green team have been involved in are like climate action awareness. So we'd lots of different activities on that day, and staff really engaged with it. And I think engagement is really key, and working collaboratively. And the real key when you're trying to implement sustainability initiatives in a company is engage, because you know nobody can do it on their own, and no person, no team, no company can do it on their own. If you're looking at the bigger picture and the bigger projects, you know, a great example here in the west coast of Ireland is the potential we have for offshore energy off the west coast of Ireland, and that will require engagement across all facets of society, across industry, across government, across the community, to make sure projects like that happen. So it's really engagement and collaboration are really key.
To learn more about the airport and the initiatives throughout the Shannon Airport Group, check out shannonairport.ie. The Climate Action Plan that sets out detailed measures to cut emissions and meet forthcoming targets in each sector is available to download at gov.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.